405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah. No, that's all. I think I see a slight clearing in the weather. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Might be nice over the next couple of days. In fact, this weekend's supposed to be perfect. Sunny, with a daytime high like 71, 72. So I'm thinking a couple of good days for Julia Baguglia to get out there on the deck. It's kind of weird around our house right now. I just have to share this with you. Because Harry, you know, is home, but he's not here today because he's up in D.C. visiting friends. And Joe is back, which means Emily's back, and they're, you know, they're out doing Joe and Emily things. So we've got like this full house, even though at the moment we don't. And then here's the weird part. And here's the part that's a little, I guess kind of bittersweet is the best way that I could describe it. We're in the last week and a half for Julia to be part of the school system, right? Friday a week will be the last day that she attends school, and then Saturday a week we'll have the, well, commencement, graduation, whatever you call it. And then I don't know. It's weird. It's just thoroughly weird. It's surreal. Cuz you look, or I look, Heidi looks at Julia and you say, okay, well, look, kiddo, you're 22 years old and you're now, you know, you're graduating from like 16th grade, if you will. And now what are we going to do? Because I can't have you sitting at home or standing at home even watching cartoons all day. I mean, even the great, great kids shows like Jack's Big Music Show, you know, that's fine, but not all day. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. You don't need to tell me anything one way or the other, and there you have it. But I did want to share that because it's just a little, it's a little odd. It's a little odd at the moment. Remind you about the James River Air text line, all right? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. A few more days, I will have the thoroughly over-the-top, obnoxious, annoying full-court press to once again be nominated for the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. I am urging you, begging you, beseeching you to please go to go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. There are a whole slew of great people to be nominated for a whole bunch of categories, and I am going to share them. I know I'm a little remiss, a little behind in getting that up on social media, but I will get that done, I promise you. My suggestions, you don't have to agree with them, although, you know, let's not kid ourselves, they're right, but you don't have to agree with them. The only one that, at the moment, certainly on this program, is The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. Again, go.richmond.com/the best. So another resignation of another LeVar Stoney appointee, and call me crazy. I'm kind of scratching my head, trying to figure out what the rest of the story is. You know, like Paul Harvey used to say, and now you know the rest of the story. What is the rest of the story? And at what point does our now not all that new mayor, Dr. Donny Avuoli, start firing people and hiring people? Not necessarily in that order, I suppose. I mean, maybe you hire them first, then you... No, I guess you have to fire the people you're replacing first. Or at least bid them farewell and collect their name badges. But how do you keep all these LeVar Stoney holdovers in place, Dr. Donnie? Honestly, what are you doing down there? So I'm totally willing to say you weren't responsible for the water crisis. Although I guess now it's water crises, right? Because it wasn't just the water treatment plant, but then it was the whole fluoride thing. Hey, we're putting way too much fluoride in. Nah, we're not putting any fluoride. Well, what the hell is fluoride? I think was the official statement from City Hall. So that one's on you. But the first one was not on you, Dr. Donnie. But the next one was on you. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there that you just don't seem to be all that involved with. How about the absolute embarrassment of having the superintendent of RPS who can point to nothing as a positive accomplishment, not a single damn thing, as he done. Well, we have less than half of the students who are failing. Really? Aw, congratulations. Go take a participation ribbon out of the petty cash drawer, okay? You're pathetic. Pathetic. Wasn't it just last year? Not a single solitary seventh grader in the city of Richmond performed at grade level on the SOL for math. Not a single one. Is that another major accomplishment for the nominal superintendent? He's awful. And I know it's like a never-ending cavalcade of superintendents, right? During the 13 years I've been here, I can go back and count quite a few. None of them have done anything. They all came to town. It's like that guy was. Is it Harold Hill? I always get the name wrong. It's Harold Hill, right? Who does the Music Man, Germ? You know this stuff, right? Yeah. I think it's Harold Hill. Is it Henry Hill? No, it's Harold Hill. Yeah. Harold Hill, who comes to town. Oh, look at the shiny stuff. We're all going to be musicians. It's like the guy on The Simpsons. Right? Who is it that does that? Because they're going to build a monorail, remember? The Simpsons were going to have a monorail. And, you know, he's going to make everything perfect. And he was going to solve all the problems. I know Leonard Nimoy had one in there, right? Who was it? Gosh, I don't remember. Oh, Lyle Langley! That's it. Remember Lyle Langley on The Simpsons? Who was a takeoff on Harold Hill from The Music Man? Lyle Langley was coming to town with the monorail for Springfield. That's what all of these school superintendent dudes are like. They're all like these pitchmen, these showmen who don't accomplish anything for those kids. They fail those children miserably, and then they just move on to something else. Now, I guess this guy figured out that the new mayor doesn't really care, although the new mayor's wife is a school teacher herself, you know. But maybe that's why the mayor doesn't want to do anything with the schools, because he doesn't want his wife to get reassigned or lose her job or something. That's possible. I don't know. It just seems odd, though, doesn't it? So at some point, doesn't Dr. Donnie have to get off the "hey, I just got here" bandwagon and say, okay, I'm responsible now. Oh, those tax bills you got? Well, geez. Yeah, I got one too. So see, it's okay. And this lady who's resigning now, and why isn't she gone today there, Mr. Mayor? I mean, if she's not getting the job done and you're the mayor, then shouldn't you have just said, hey, get your stuff and get out? Why are you giving her however long you're giving her to do like a farewell tour? It's an embarrassment. It really is. It's just ridiculous. But I digress. I digress. We'll talk about a few other things. I promise you, 5:05 this afternoon, William Burnett is going to be here. William Burnett is trying desperately to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. The Richmond City Sheriff's Office is an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. And I got to tell you something. We are pretty close to the end as far as the sheriff's office is concerned. If we don't have somebody in there new, fix it, forget about it. Forget about it. It's just, it's over. It's over. If we had the mechanism, and we don't in our beloved Commonwealth, believe it or not, we can't remove grossly incompetent people like the city sheriff. Why? Because she was elected. And it's sort of, hey, you wanted her, you got her. Are you really happy with what's going on? Eh, we don't really care. I think that's part of it. I really do. I think there are a lot of folks in the city who just don't care. And she's running it like her own personal little lottery ticket there. She's doing just fine. I'm sure her friends are doing just fine. The actual deputies, they're in a world of hurt. And God help you if you're an inmate at the Richmond City Jail. Whew, man, you may or may not make it to trial. You know what I mean? That's a rough situation. But anyway, we'll talk about that at 5:05. John Reed is dropping by at 4:35. Correct, Jerm? I'm looking at that. Yeah, John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I remind you, we love having John on, of course, but the welcome mat is out. You're running for governor or lieutenant governor or attorney general. Hey, I want you on the show. I don't want to hear from everybody who's running for delegate or water commissioner or sewer supervisor or stuff like that. But governor, lieutenant governor or attorney general, absolutely. The floor is yours. We'd love to have you come and visit. And hopefully we'll get a few folks taking us up on that. And I don't care what letter is next to your name. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.